Want a $1,000 weight loss medication for $50? It all starts with Rose free GLP-1 insurance check. Just upload your insurance card to see if you have coverage, then relax. Over 200,000 people have qualified for a $50 copay through Roe. Go to roe.co/health. Half of covered patients have a $50 per month copay or less for medication, plus $145 monthly Roe membership fee. Deductible costs may apply and final cost varies by insurance plan. For safety information about GLP-1 medications, including boxed warning, go to roe.co/safety, Rx only.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Identity Refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Subject, I'm going with the flow. Dear Stephen Shirley, I'm 54 years old and I met a great man in church and he moved me in after a year of dating. I felt like it was 5 years. My husband is a bit older than I am and he can't always satisfy me like he used to, so I got addicted to stepping out on him. The thrill of the affair is what excited me at first. But then when I realized my husband no longer cared, it became part of my lifestyle. I just turned 45 and I think I am going through a midlife crisis because one man isn't enough and I like them young. I am not sleeping around though. I have two consistent men on the side that I have sex with. I didn't want any parts of an older man anymore, so one of my side men is 35 and the other one is 29 and he is my hairstylist. The 35-year-old just got married and his wife is bipolar and won't take her medicine, so he wasn't getting any sex at home. The 29-year-old is my baby and he's very special because I have taught him a lot. I taught him how to save money, decorate his place, and how to properly make love to a grown woman. He is the one that is falling for me and I am very fond of him, but if I got divorced, he wouldn't be my first choice. The 35-year-old would. So I thought I would shake things up and tell my husband I'm not happy and we might need to get a divorce. He said he's no fool and can tell I'm getting sex elsewhere, so he'd like for me to just be respectful if I'm going to do it and not let anyone else know what's going on. That made me suspect, and now I'm thinking he might be messing around on me. I asked him a million times if he's cheating, and he had a smirk on his face and said no. What if he lied about having ED and he has a mistress? Should I confess to see if he will? Please advise. What do you want us to advise you on, really? I really don't think you want an answer. I don't think you care. I just think you're enjoying your cheating life so much right now. You haven't cared about your husband or what he's doing for the last 5 years. What's changed? The fact that he might be cheating too. And the fact that he didn't give you any problem, any clap back when you said you might want a divorce. Well, isn't that interesting? I think my honest opinion is that you don't give a darn one way or the other. You tried to test the waters on divorce, as you say, and found out that your husband is like, cool, just be respectful, not a problem. Who does that anyway, play with divorce like that? I mean, you've been cheating on him with not one but two men, but you say you're not sleeping around. How could you even put that line in this letter? You're not sleeping around. That's exactly what you're doing. What do you think sleeping around is? It's not okay. And what you're doing is trifling. And now you're feeling some kind of way because your husband didn't put up a fight. You need to divorce him because you don't love him. And you said in the letter you're addicted to the thrill of an affair and all of that. And your husband doesn't excite you anymore. What are you holding on for? I just think you should go ahead, put each other out of your misery. That way you can cheat freely and maybe your husband can be happy with someone else because it's certainly not you. Steve?
Again, we're at one of these letters. The subject is one husband, three men. We're at this letter where I really, and I could tell by Shirley's response, and I'm just going to speak freely for Shirley. We really don't give a... We don't.
Thank you, Steve. Couldn't have said it better.
About you, your problem, this letter, the outcome, what you want us to tell. Like Shirley said, what do you want us to tell you? What? You're just so full of... You've been married 12 years. You cheated on your husband the past 5. Mm. Already, don't nobody like you that's listening to the show right now. So let's just be clear about that. My husband is a bit older than I am, and he can't always satisfy me like he used to. So I got addicted to stepping out on him. This woman sitting up here going, trick, sit your behind down somewhere. But oh no, the thrill of the fast what excited me at first. But then I realized my husband no longer cared. It became a part of my lifestyle. I just turned 45, and you think I'm going through a midlife crisis because one man isn't enough, and I like him young. I'm not sleeping around, though. I have 2 consistent men on the side that I have sex with.
How could she even put that in?
She didn't even read her own letter up.
Yeah.
Shirley said when she responded to this, how could you even put this in the same sentence? I have 2 men, consistent men on the side that I have sex with. I'm not sleeping around. Well, I'm so confused now because, see, it's going to be hard for us to help you because you don't think there's a problem. You just said you're not sleeping around, but you have 3 men. Mm. And you're having consistent sex with 2 of them. And if your husband could perform, that would be 3. But you say you're not sleeping around. Well, what is you doing?
What is it?
What is this? What's happening? You know, y'all have redefined everything.
Hold on. We'll have part 2 of Steve's response coming up at 23 minutes after the hour. Today's Strawberry Letter subject, 1 husband, 3 men. We'll get back into it right after this.
The GLP-1 pill you've been waiting for is now on Row. Yep, it's finally here. With the same clinically proven ingredient, now in a pill, and now on Row. It's the first FDA-approved GLP-1 pill for weight loss. At the lowest price available, that's 1 daily GLP-1 pill for big results. Now on Row. Go to row.co/listen to see if you qualify. RX only. Go to row.co/safety for serious side effects and boxed warning associated with GLP-1s.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's identity refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, come on, Steve. Let's recap today's beautiful strawberry letter and finish up with your response. The subject, my husband, 1 husband, 3 men.
Mm. Don't nobody give a about this lady in this letter. She's been married 12 years, been cheating on her husband for 5 of the years because he's older than her and he can't satisfy her like he used to. At the end of the letter, she says is that he's Has he lied about having ED, erectile dysfunction? So you got addicted to stepping out on him. The thrill of the affair is what excited you, and you made it a part of your lifestyle when you find out your husband didn't care. I turned 45, and I think I'm going through a midlife crisis because one man isn't enough, and I like him young. I'm not sleeping around, though. I have two consistent men on the side that I have sex with. But you're not sleeping around. What is this? What is this? You know, I'm sick of y'all new people. Always redefining something. What y'all doing now? You got a husband. You got two consistent men. One 35, 39. The other one 29. And you have consistent sex with them. But you're not sleeping around. Is this called an entanglement? Is that what this is? I'm trying to understand what it is, because y'all keep redefining stuff that's been the same for a long time. Y'all stupid. And I'm sick of this stupid letter. I don't want any parts of an older man anymore. So one of my side men is 35 and the other one is 29 and he's my hairstylist. The 35-year-old just got married and his wife is bipolar and won't take her medicine, so he wasn't getting any sex at home. Well, what he just married for? She ain't just become bipolar. So now what he married for? And now he telling you she won't take a med, so they ain't having sex. What? And they just got married. Lady, you kidding me? You gotta be stupid. So now, and then the 29-year-old is my baby, and he's very special because I've taught him a lot. I've taught him how to save money, decorate his place, and how to properly make love to a grown woman. He's the one falling for me, and I'm very fond of him, but if I got divorced, he wouldn't be my first choice. The 35-year-old would. All right, let me walk this back for you.
I'm trying to make some sense out of that.
You're old. You 45. Don't neither one of them men want you. The 29-year-old is falling for you because you can do some things and teach him some things. But soon as he get good at how to make love and take care of an older woman, and once he get his house decorated, then he gonna go get him a young chick to put in there. And it ain't finna be you. The 35-year-old not finna leave his bipolar wife because she ain't bipolar. They just got married. And they having sex, unlike you think. Ain't neither one of them want you. And don't you know that both of them know you married? So now, I've never met a guy that took a married woman that he was the side piece of. I haven't met him yet. And made her his wife. I haven't met him. I'm sure they're out there. And there are some stories. But Tommy, have you met one of your boys that's done this one yet?
Not at all.
Junior, you know any of your partners to pull this off?
No, sir.
I got a lot of homies, man. I'm 65. I know a lot of dudes, man. I don't know no dude that done this, though. I don't know who you think you are, but I don't know no dude done pulled this move off.
Nah. No, sir.
So I thought I would shake things up and tell my husband I'm not happy and we might need to get a divorce. He said he's no fool and can tell you that you're getting sex elsewhere, so he just like for you to be respectful if I'm going to do it and not let anybody know what's going on. That made me suspect, and now I think he might be messing around on me. And if he is, so what? You got two other men that you're consistently having sex with that you say you're not sleeping around. So I don't even understand what the suspicion is about. I've asked him a million times if he's cheating, and he had a smirk on his face and said no. Now, hear how stupid you are, which makes the letter super stupid. What if he lied about having ED and has a mistress? Should I confess to see if he will? You stupid. You so stupid. Lady, a lot of stupid stuff in this letter, but it ain't finna be that one, though. I can tell you that right now. Ain't no way he finna confess. Fool, admit to something that he's not even been busted or accused of?
Come
girl,
on.
Girl, stop.
Now that's stupid.
Okay. Girl, stop.
Thanks, Steve. Hit us up on Instagram at SteveHarveyFM. To comment on today's Strawberry Letter, you can also check out the Strawberry Letter podcast on demand.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
I'm Susie Welch, the host of Becoming You, a podcast where I help you stop living by default and start living by design. Listen to Becoming You wherever you get your podcasts.
Would you look at that? It's time for some of our favorite Snapple Real Facts. Real Fact 1433, toe wrestling is a competitive sport. Real Fact 732, the chicken is the closest living relative of the Tyrannosaurus Rex. And Real Fact 1599, a man once ate an entire airplane. Youch, did he have any hot sauce? Yeah, so anyways, this has been a refreshing break brought to you by Snapple. Real tea, real juice.
With Snap's Disney refreshing!
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Introducing the all-new MLB Plus, your ticket to streaming baseball's best.
Let's go!
Enjoy MLB Network 24/7 with live out-of-market games and award-winning shows. Enhance game nights with MLB Big Inning, live and commercial-free. And hear live home and away radio broadcasts of every game, blackout-free. Even stream minor league games all season. It's all here and it's all new. Get MLB Plus for just $59.99 a year. Visit MLB.com/MLB Plus.
The Second World War is the largest event in human history.
A 20-part series with Tom Hanks.
No part of the globe was untouched. No life unchanged.
Experience the ultimate account of World War II.
Every single person had a story. These are the stories that make us who we are.
Listen to World War II with Tom Hanks on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.